New Year's Eve morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Renee Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. Hopefully, you've been tuning in every Thursday from 10 to 10:30 to learn everything you ever wanted to know about dogs, including their behaviors, health issues, dietary needs, and even their body language. If you are or decide to become a regular listener, you might think that you're sitting in a classroom listening to a lecture. Well, that's kind of what this program is. But guess what? These classes are totally free. You can listen to them in the comfort of your own home or your car. If you can't always listen, be sure to click on the podcasts that are linked on my website, jerseydogtrainer.com, to hear past programs that you may have missed during previous weeks. Last week we talked about puppies, but we specifically focused on why puppies do the play biting thing. I think today would be a very good day to talk about what you need to be doing with the new puppy you've brought home recently. Some of you have just given puppies as gifts, and some of you decided you just always wanted a puppy and thought now is as good a time as any to get one. Well, winter is a very challenging time to start raising a puppy. We just had a snowstorm here in New Jersey that dumped 2 feet of snow on us. So I can well imagine you've had a pretty difficult time getting your house training and socialization programs started. I'll bet after going through this storm and the busy holiday season with your brand new puppy, you're now being hit with the reality that puppies are a lot of work. Did you get your new puppy from a breeder? Did you know that the law requires all dog breeders that sell to puppies directly and all pet shops must give a 30-day health guarantee whenever they sell a puppy? A really good breeder would have given you a lifetime guarantee, not just for the health of the puppy, but for any reason things might have not worked out for you and that dog. Responsible breeders are very particular who they sell their puppies to, and so it would be a positive sign if your breeder had asked you a ton of questions and wanted to know specifics about how you were going to take care of the puppy they bred. Your breeder should have helped you choose the right puppy that was most suitable for your lifestyle. Many top-notch breeders will even refuse to ship a puppy out, even offering to deliver the puppy to your door or asking that you drive directly to them to pick up the pup. Responsible breeders breed to improve the breed. They aren't breeding dogs to make huge amounts of money or because they think it would just be a fun thing to do as a hobby. Good breeders are very careful which dogs are bred to each other, making sure to match healthy dogs and dogs that have good temperaments. The puppies that are unfortunate enough to wind up in a pet shop are bred by puppy mills. I certainly hope you know how to recognize a puppy mill so you would have known not to purchase any puppy from such a place. Too often, pet shop puppies are unhealthy. Sometimes new owners realize within a few days or weeks of purchasing their puppy that he or she is sick with a very serious disease. I know of several people whose puppies died shortly after they came home. I also know of several people who spent thousands of dollars to save the life of the puppy they brought home from a pet shop or directly from a puppy mill facility, especially those in Pennsylvania and Ohio. In most of these situations, the breeders gave them a hard time about covering those veterinary expenses. If the pup was discovered to be sick within those 30 days, all breeders are required to either take the puppy back or refund all medical expenses. But very few people who bring a puppy home want to return the puppy because they become so attached already. Good breeders make sure to introduce you to the parents of your puppy so you can interact with them and see that they're friendly and healthy. I sure hope you didn't choose a puppy without first meeting its parents. Did you notice that one or both of the parents may not have been very social? Did you notice that one or both of your puppy's parents were highly energetic and excitable? Did the breeder tell you that the puppy's parents weren't on the premises at that time? Keep in mind that your puppy may very well mature to be just like one or both of its parents. Any breeder that is not willing to let you meet her breeding stock is hiding something. I hope you knew to ask, where are this puppy's parents? Did you get your puppy from an ad placed on the internet? Did you choose your puppy just by looking at her picture on someone's website? Did you choose your puppy from an ad on Craigslist? All puppies are cute and cuddly, and we're all prone to getting a puppy on impulse without doing near enough research. To ensure that you have a successful life with your new pup, you'll do well to begin training as soon as possible with a positive trainer and to make sure your puppy continues to be healthy by having very regular veterinary checkups. To those of you who adopted a puppy from an animal shelter, congratulations and thank you so much for giving a puppy a forever home. While adopting is a wonderful thing to do, you probably don't know much, if anything, about your puppy's parents or those parents' background. So you can't know for sure if your puppy's temperament will be good as he matures, and you can't be 100% sure that your puppy will be free from genetic health issues. My advice to you and to everyone with a new puppy is to begin training and socializing as soon as possible. To learn more about the importance of early socialization, please visit the website for the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behaviorists. If your vet has issues about your socializing your puppy at 8 to 16 weeks with other dogs and puppies, please share the position statement you'll read at avsabonline.org. You'll find what veterinary behaviorists say about the importance of early socialization. I do hope that everyone researched the breed of the dog you've chosen. You should be perfectly aware of what your dog's energy needs will be, and what some of the breed-specific behaviors your pup will lean toward, even at his young age today. All dogs were bred to do a specific job, so if you bought or adopted a hunting breed, please understand that your dog will undoubtedly have a drive to hunt and chase after things. If you purchased a protection breed, your pup will grow up to be protective. If you came home with a border collie or cattle dog or shepherd, your dog will undoubtedly want to herd things, especially, and keep this in mind, they're going to want to herd your little kids. If you decided on a terrier, your dog will be very independent and will want to chase and kill things, and he will also want to dig up your yard to kill vermin. Oh, goody. Understanding your dog is crucial if you want to have a good relationship with him. We have a lot to discuss today, but please give me just a minute to let you know what services I offer as a professional dog trainer in the South Jersey area. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Premeza, the Jersey dog trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Okay, let's get started talking about the very important needs that puppies have when they first come home. I suggest you grab a pen and take some notes as we go along here this morning. See? I told you you'd think you were in a classroom. First and foremost on your list of things to do, socializing your puppy is the most important activity you need to be focusing on. The brain of your puppy is now open for learning about new people, places, things, novel stimuli, and other puppies and dogs only until he reaches 12 weeks of age. That means time is extremely limited to get this work done. First, make sure your puppy is up to date on all of his vaccines for his particular age, and those vaccines should only be given by a veterinarian. Begin introducing your new puppy to people who visit your home, but be aware that it's just as important to introduce the puppy to people outside the home as well. Get the puppy used to his leash immediately and take him out for walks through the neighborhood so he can experience his world at large. Avoid walking your dog onto curbs that you know are soiled with dog's excrement. It's best to keep puppy on clean surfaces now, but he should experience walking on all sorts of surfaces prior to becoming 12 weeks. When possible, walk puppy on sand, gravel, concrete, grass, dirt, and stones. Walk the puppy on tile, carpeting, and hardwood floor surfaces. You'll be surprised how many adult dogs freak out when someone later renovates their house and puts a new flooring surface down, and the dog becomes petrified to walk across it. This happens because he's never experienced walking on that surface when he was young. And just to make sure that your puppy is used to having baths, make sure you introduce your puppy to being wet. Give your puppy a little bath with a washcloth and just run some warm, wet water over his body to get him used to that. You may want to take your puppy to a professional groomer, too, and let the groomer clip his nails just a little bit so he gets used to it. If you wait too long, your puppy will totally freak out the first time you give him a bath or when you try to cut his nails. When taking your puppy for her walks, bring treats with you to give out to people. Anytime you meet a neighbor or friend, ask if they'd like to meet her and have that individual offer your puppy a treat and pat her underneath her chin. Make sure puppy gets to meet a variety of people, including men, women, children, and babies, tall people, short people, men who have beards or wear baseball hats, men and women who wear sunglasses. Don't neglect to introduce your puppy to people of all colors and races. When you see the mail person pull up to your house, rush that puppy out with a treat and ask the mail person to offer that treat to your dog. You especially want to socialize your dog with the mail person or the UPS driver if you have a protective breed like a German Shepherd, Rottweiler, Doberman Pinscher, or Mastiff. Just because your dog might be bred to protect doesn't mean he should want to protect you from someone who regularly arrives at your house with your mail or packages. But it's just as important to introduce these same people to your Lhasa Apso, or your Pekingese, or your Shih Tzu. Introduce your puppy to the police and to anyone in the military who wears a uniform. If you see a fireman, get your puppy out and give the fireman a treat, too, to give to your puppy. It's extremely important that your puppy be well socialized around children. Walk your puppy near the school and let him greet the children as they get off or get on the school bus each day. Introduce your puppy to children of all ages, both boys and girls. Don't forget to bring those treats with you so you can give them to the children so they can give them to your puppy. If you have friends or relatives who have babies or toddlers, familiarize your puppy with their scent and the sounds they make. Do this safely by holding your puppy or putting her behind a baby gate in an adjoining room. Never put a baby or toddler on the floor and allow your puppy to run around. Puppy needs to be on a leash or be held and closely supervised by you. For safety's sake, when you're driving your puppy in the car, get a seatbelt harness and put her in the back seat of the vehicle where she's prevented from running around and getting on the floor or trying to get to you in the front seat. Take the puppy for rides so she learns what that's like, and so she also gets to see cars whizzing by and she gets to hear the sound of traffic from inside the car. And also take your puppy for pleasant rides. Don't just put the puppy in the car to go to the vet. Pull into the gas station periodically where puppy can experience what it's like to have someone approach the car and hand change to you through the driver's side window. The attendant may be wearing a turban, and he may be heavily bearded. Let her learn to experience everything now that she'll be exposed to during her lifetime. Take her through the drive-in window of your bank. Most tellers have biscuits ready to give out to all the dogs. Take your puppy to your favorite pet supply retailer and let her go shopping for some edible chew toys. Pick out a puppy-sized Kong toy to fill with treats so you can keep her happy and occupied throughout the day. If you go to the Kong website, KongCompany.com, you'll discover different recipes you can fill those Kongs with, and your dog will have a blast with them. Have plenty of edible chew toys for your puppy, but rotate them around every couple of days to keep the puppy interested in each one of them. I always advise my clients to fill 2 or 3 puppy Kongs and freeze them. That way, you'll always have something interesting to offer the puppy when you just want to relax and keep her occupied with doing something appropriate. Having puppy Kongs and other edible chew toys available will prevent destructive chewing on your furniture, shoes, and other valuables. If you offer your puppy appropriate items to chew on, you'll be able to prevent a lot of bad behavior. Part of your puppy's socialization program should include hearing lots of different sounds. Let him hear and see the vacuum cleaner within a day or so of bringing him home. So many dogs freak out when they hear that sound, and it's because they never got to hear it prior to reaching 12 weeks. Turn the vacuum on and then turn it off, and then go over and praise the puppy. Turn it on again for an extra second and then turn it off. Clap your hands and praise and pat the puppy. Do this a couple of times each day until you see the puppy isn't afraid of it. Let her hear your oven timer go off. Let her hear the sounds your computer makes and the sounds of barking dogs in the neighborhood. Let her know that the sound of the doorbell or someone knocking on the door isn't something to get terribly excited or upset about. When someone knocks or rings your doorbell, approach the door slowly and calmly. If you make an exciting situation out of someone coming to the door, your dog will learn to lose his little mind anytime he hears knocking or ringing. Keep all socialization activities extremely positive. I strongly urge you to enroll your new puppy in a puppy kindergarten class. Many trainers offer puppy classes for pups 8 weeks through 16 weeks, and some even go up to 20 weeks of age. It's just as important for your puppy to meet other puppies and dogs during this critical window of socialization. They need to play with other puppies at this age so they don't forget how to interact and play with their own species. If you wait too long to enroll in a class that offers playtime, your pup's play behavior may become inappropriate and other dogs and puppies won't accept him because they won't understand what he's doing. Before we talk of other important puppy matters, those of you who live in the South Jersey area should know that on Saturday, January the 23rd, the Jersey Dog Trainer and Dog Days Camp for Canines are holding a free puppy socialization playgroup for puppies 8 weeks through 16 weeks. This event will be held at Dog Days, 23 West Main Street in Marlton, New Jersey. Playtime starts at 9:30 in the morning and ends at 11 a.m. You'll be treated to many free gifts, and you'll hear speakers who can talk to you about diet and nutrition, grooming, training, and the benefits of using a daycare facility. You have to first register by contacting me at 609-280-9338 or at my website, jerseydogtrainer.com. That's 609-280-9338 or at my website, jerseydogtrainer.com. Space is very limited, so enroll now. Remember, the date is January 23rd, and guess what? This is completely free. Here's more information about the services offered by Dog Days Camp for Canines.
Dogs need exercise and socialization. Dog Days Camp for Canines provides a great solution to keeping your dog well-exercised and happy. We are a doggy daycare located at 23 West Main Street in historic downtown Marlton, New Jersey. At Dog Days, dogs play inside and away from the elements. We've been open since September 2003, providing a clean, friendly, and supervised atmosphere. Our services also include bathing, nail trimming, as well as group obedience classes. If you don't want to leave your dog alone for the entire day, if you have a lot of errands to run, or if you just need a break, bring your dog to our well-run and popular doggy daycare. Contact us at 856-985-7086 or at the web at www.dogdaysinc.net. That's 856-985-7086 or on the web at www.dogdaysinc.net.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm Renee Premeza, the Jersey dog trainer, talking to you today about everything puppy. So we were saying that throughout the next several weeks, you're going to have to take as much time as possible socializing your new puppy. You'll certainly be focusing a lot on house training. I can assure you, if you house train your puppy using rewards for good potty behavior, rather than punishing any of his accidents, your puppy will be house trained in a very short period of time. Focus on the positive and ignore the negative. Remember, please, that your puppy has absolutely no clue he's supposed to potty outside, especially if you've purchased the pup at a pet shop where the pup learned to pee and poop right where he slept in his cage. If that's the case, you might even be having a harder time getting puppy to keep his crate clean. You'll see a very helpful article about proper house training methods if you go on my website, jerseydogtrainer.com. Find the article on house training procedures. Make a habit of taking two yummy treats outside with you on your trips out there for her potty breaks. Right after she gets up from her squat, give her a delicious treat right away. Those treats will motivate your puppy to go potty outside rather than have accidents in your house where she doesn't get that delicious treat. Select treats that will make her eyes glaze over and only give the pup that particular treat for potty training. Please, please, please don't scold, hit, point your finger at the pup, or put her nose in her excrement. Never put your puppy's nose in her excrement. That is inhumane. Clean up all accidents and make a mental note that you need to be taking the puppy out more often for potty breaks. Every accident is our fault. Puppies never pee or poop in the house because they're being spiteful or stubborn. If you take the puppy out and he doesn't go, it's because he became distracted by something out there. He may have seen a leaf blowing in the wind or heard a plane flying overhead, and he just forgot he had to go. Many times, pups will come right back in the house and pee or poop on the first absorbent surface they can find. Usually, that's the mat right by the door where they came in. If you've been scolding your puppy for having accidents, he'll just run into another room where you can't see him, and then he'll eliminate there to avoid your punishment. Strict management is key to good house training. So set your oven timer to go off every 30 to 45 minutes to remind yourself to take the pup outside. If you can't be home to do that, make sure you have a dog walker or a pet sitter visit your home 2 to 3 times during the day to get your puppy out for play and for potty. Otherwise, your puppy may have to eliminate in its own crate. Do yourself a big favor and establish a potty spot as close to your house as possible. Establish this toilet area in your backyard or right out front of your house. That way, puppy will recognize his toileting area close by, rather than you're having to walk him a block or two to get him to go potty. If you just survived the storm we had last weekend, I'm sure you can appreciate how important it is to get the puppy to do his business near your house. If you had a lot of accidents last week, you can blame the storm, not the puppy. My husband and I had to shovel an area out in our own backyard for our adult corgi mix so he could potty where he's used to going. You might have to do the same thing, too, for your own little puppy. One more point under the topic of house training. I would suggest that you try not to depend on using those wee-wee pads in the house. Think about it. If you teach the pup to go on those pads, aren't you really training her to go on the floor right in your house? If you started with those pads, you can place a soiled one outside where you want your puppy to start eliminating. little by little begin putting grass and dirt on those pads to get the puppy acclimated with pottying on grass and dirt rather than the pad. In a short time, you can just do away with the pad altogether. If your puppy is a toy or miniature breed, you'll definitely learn a lot about them by listening to a podcast of the program we had on December 3rd, all about the little dogs. I interviewed Darlene Arden, and she spoke quite a bit about the challenges of house training little dogs. Visit my website at jerseydogtrainer.com and then click on Reen's Radio Show. Those podcast links are listed by date along with a little description of what the show is about. Understand that house training requires a lot of your patience, but a lot of your patience with the little dogs. If you consistently reward your pup for going where you want him to go, and you ignore all accidents and just clean them up without showing negative emotions, he'll learn much quicker where to go, and he won't be worried about hiding from his humans when he has to pee or poop. It takes a few years to get human children out of diapers, so hey, be a little patient with your canine for the next few months, okay? Many people ask me to recommend good reference materials about puppies. I highly recommend a book called After You Get Your Puppy by Dr. Ian Dunbar. This book can be purchased very inexpensively at Amazon.com. Again, the book you want is called After You Get Your Puppy by Dr. Ian Dunbar, and you can get it at Amazon.com. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how to keep your young children and puppies safe when they're together.
Nutrition is a very important part of a dog's overall health. Feeding your dog a high-quality diet can prevent many visits to the veterinarian for problems like digestive issues, dry skin, itching, flaking, and dandruff. That's the advantage you'll have when you feed your dog Nutro pet food. Nutro is a super premium pet food made from high-quality meat proteins such as chicken meal and lamb meal for easy digestibility. Nutro also has very high levels of essential omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, giving your dog a healthier, shinier skin and coat, also meaning less shedding. Nutro has foods for every life stage, from puppy through senior, and even for dogs that may be overweight. It's available at your local pet food store, and it's 100% guaranteed or your money back. Nutro pet foods are naturally preserved with added vitamins and minerals for a healthy immune system. If you want less waste to clean up in your yard and you want your dog to shed less and have better vitality, buy a bag of Nutro dog food today.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm Renee Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, talking to you today about all important matters pertaining to puppies. If you have young children in the family, please teach your children safe and proper handling of your puppy. Don't allow very young children to pick your puppy up while they're standing. Chances of dropping the puppy can cause his death or serious injury. Many puppies don't like being picked up because they feel vulnerable to being dropped. Have your child sit on a chair and then place the puppy on the child's lap to pet gently. Don't allow children to pull your dog's ears or tails. And don't allow children to lie all over your dog and jump on them. Many puppies and older dogs won't tolerate this childish behavior and will snap or bite children for doing this. An excellent website to visit to learn about how to avoid dog bites with children is DogOnSafe.com. Be sure to click on all the links as this site is packed full of very important information. Never allow young children to lie on the floor at the same facial level as your puppy or older dog. All too often, kids and dogs get overly excited when playing on the floor, and then puppy nips the child on the face. When children play with puppies or dogs, the children should be standing up tall or sitting on a chair or sofa, and the dog should definitely be on the floor. This eliminates all possibilities of child and dog being at face level. If you can't be there to supervise, then your puppy should be in another room behind a baby gate with a toy or chewy to occupy him. When kids and pups are together, the key word is supervise, supervise, supervise. I consider everything we've been talking about today to be pretty important. Some of you might be feeling a bit overwhelmed at hearing just how much work is involved when you live with a young puppy, and how much you still need to understand about their needs. Sometimes, though, when individuals start learning more and more about dogs, their behaviors, and how they learn, people actually develop an interest in wanting to work with them professionally. I know because that's exactly what happened to me 8 years ago. If you'd like to learn more about how dogs learn and how they communicate, or you think you might be interested in becoming a professional dog trainer, Kutztown University in Kutztown, Pennsylvania offers a comprehensive curriculum designed to teach you the necessary skills to become a professional trainer. All classes are held on Saturdays, which makes it pretty convenient for people who live out of town or who have to work throughout the week. Contact Kutztown University at area code 610-683-1382. That's area code 610-683-1382. We'll be having our first show of 2010 on Thursday, January 7th, right here on WNJC 1360 AM. We're going to be talking about a brand new subject. I'll be interviewing a certified cat behavior consultant by the name of Beth Adelman, and she's going to talk mostly about litter box issues. Please join us then for that program. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll talk to you next Thursday on WNJC 1360 AM at 10 o'clock that morning.